So here we are again, trying to explain to foreigners which are the key points of the Spanish politics yesterday. Which were the key points yesterday. Thus, as every day, reading the Spanish press and trying to explain more or less what the values underlying these headlines are. Now, the main issue has been, and still will be some days, the premier's resign. This resignment wasn't forced. It was just, something with a very childish attitude of this prime minister that we have here, actually. What he stated is that he was being harassed by the press and courts. Courts don't harass. I mean, he was just upset with what was happening. That was all. And being, kicked off or knocked out, he received a blow, and he, being also the referee, began counting his own 10 seconds. And while he was on the floor, he pretended to be meditating, as if in some kind of spiritual retirement or 5 days dedicated to some kind of prayer to his non-existing, where he's an atheist, so he pretends to be in a particular god he must have somewhere. And he kept us, many of us, talking about him for 5 days, betting whether he would resign or not. Now, this child, he continues to be president for some many reasons, mainly because the Socialist Party and the other leftists more or less intensive leftists, which means more or less communists, because the Socialist Party itself is not a Socialist Party, it is already a communist, light communist party, but anyway, a communist party, dressed with the garments of socialism, but nothing else. They just can't leave it, because they must continue the revolution with they nowadays revolutions are not done with weapons. They're done with votes, and what they do is to use democracy to destroy democracy and to create the dictatorship of the proletariat, which are them, of course. And the leader is Mr. Sanchez. Now, what's happening actually now? He's just continuing, nothing else. So what has happened? Nothing. He has been blowed. He was on the floor. He counted to 5, not to 10. He woke up and he continues fighting. Now, the question is he has been blowed and he was on the floor. So now the fight, he had a plan, but he has no more plan anywhere. So that's why he says, it's not a full stop, it's a new paragraph. Well, the new paragraph is that he has been blowed. And the fight will continue, and the judges will continue. And the investigations of what his, wife has done will continue. and they're not going to stop with the investigation, trying to, as he's not transparent at all, trying to get to know where the money is. I mean, I'm not worried about, nobody's worried about whether he has a familiar problem or not. But what about where the money is? And he didn't state in any moment that his wife didn't get any money. That he didn't say yesterday. So it's important to know that this is happening. Now, this happens in an international context where Hamas is forced, or is being forced, to accept the very generous proposal of Israel, which is okay. And the war in Israel and in Ukraine continue. And in this position, Spain and Sanchez are fighting for Gaza, not for Israel. I won't even say that Sanchez hates Israel. He is the only one in the whole world who is fighting for Gaza. Just for Gaza. I mean, not for a peace, but for Gaza. But he's not for the, you know, pursuing peace. He's pursuing the position of Hamas and the position of Gaza. And he's defending Gaza. Just as many others in the European Commission, but more than that. Because what he wants is to involve Spain in being the first country to admit the Gaza as a separate state. And that's, he's the only one that supports that. He wants to be original, you know, but he just can't do it. Some press, mainly the leftist press, this is El País, of course, pretend to theorize or to tell us which is going to be the scenario of Sanchez after Sanchez. The scenario of Sanchez after Sanchez, I've told you already, is the one of a boxing party, the Socialist Party, that has been blown to the floor, and now they don't know how to continue this fight. And we're already in an advanced assault, but let's see how many more assaults they can fight. They pretend to fight against the those who try to embarrass with any kind of politics, and they're not. It's impossible. It's because that's not the case. They are not analyzing correctly what is happening here. It's not a problem of harassing socialists, in particular Sanchez. The problem is that they have a lot to investigate, and all those misleading attitudes must be investigated, and that's what is happening. So what do they, the question is a question of strategy for this new paragraph, and the strategy for the for Sumar particularly, which are desperate because they have no more. Every poll says that Sumar is going to disappear or to be transformed in some other kind of party. They want to be very, you know, to attack, to not to defend, but, you know, what are you going to attack? Because they have nothing to defend. I mean, how can you defend investigations in which you don't publish where public money has gone or has been controlled? Nothing at all. And now, defending, they're going to be defending other courts, not other politics, not at the parliament, not at the Cortes Generales. They're going to be defending themselves at the courts, at the penal court. Now, how are they going to attack there? It's them who are going to be now undermining the constitution. And mainly I would say that this is actually what the most important things that happened yesterday and what you have to know if you want to understand Spanish politics. Thank you very much. I'll try to give you another post or explanation tomorrow.